3, 2, 1. Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. We got the great and only I Hate You Alex in the studio.
The whole crowd behind us.
I'm gonna have to add that on post.
With a clap, get the snaps.
You know what? That's a fucking better one, dude. What's up, man? Thank you for coming out here.
Nah, no worries, man. Nothing much, bro. You know, straight off the job, getting to it. I mean, bro, it's funny, right? I had to work today, but then at the same time, like, we dropped a new music video today, Sativa, shot and directed by my boy Malik out in Brooklyn. So I've been dealing with that. Like I said, I've been at work, but at the same time promoting this music video that's been out, and the song too. Like, the song and the music video came out today. So that's been the newest shit, really.
That's
and just
cool,
kind of everybody's been enjoying it too. Like, I'm getting a lot of hit-ups on it, and honestly, it's crazy because it wasn't in the plans to drop right now. Like, it was a whole nother song, a whole nother video concept, but we had shot this in like July, bro. So, and then we shot the other two videos that I put out. Well, I think just one of them afterwards, but it was like, why not? You know what I mean? Why wait to put it? We already have it done. I'm not going to stress out to, you know, do all the extra work to get this other shit just because, like, I want to space everything out budget wise and make sure I can actually pull off what I'm trying to pull off. I don't want to rush shit, bro. That's my thing. I need the quality, like, the standard is high for me. You know what I mean? Like, I can't rush it. So I'm like, you know what? We already got this shit done. Let's just fucking put it out, bro. Like, November, it's a cool little drop. And it's one of those things where it's like, compared to the first two videos I dropped starting from the middle of the year, it's the more chill one. It's the more simplistic one. So it's like, it works, because the first of What I Said and Ho, they were so, like, the locations were dope. You know, the cars, the cuts, and all the edits and everything that we did, it was so dope. So it's just like, this one is more like, it's still fire. Colors are vibrant. It's a vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just me and Brooklyn going all over the place in the projects, in the parks. And just chilling, bro, smooth. You know what I mean? Like, nothing too crazy going on. So it just balanced everything out. And it's more like a end of the year type vibe anyways. Like, you know, we dying shit down for this year.
Exactly.
We did what we did. We love what we did. Now it's time to just land the plane smoothly.
Hell yeah.
We getting into the next year.
That's a good way to put it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it kind of balances out because, like you said, you're still doing your regular day job, you know?
Yeah.
But once you're out of there, you're just full steam ahead with your fucking, with yourself, you know, your creative outlet. And that's one thing that I've noticed. I mean, I the first time I came across you was back maybe, 2019, early 2020.
Wow, it was 2000. I was telling my girl, I was like, man, I think it was 2021, like at least a year or two ago. But damn, 2019.
Yeah, because I think I remember there was this event in Bell. It's called Border Brewery.
Border Bash.
Border Bash. There you go.
Wow.
Dude, so that's been a while. You know?
No fucking shit. So, bro, I've met so many and worked. The dude who did the cover art for my second EP, Rola, he was at that Border Bash show. And that's the full, he approached me, and that's, we just talked, and that's how he did the cover art. But he was there sitting in the audience. I didn't even know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, and then the other homie, Carlos, who I work with and does art for my videos and sometimes. And
CJ?
CJ Conde.
Oh,
yeah. He was there too. And he did the mural for them.
He did the mural,
right. And that's how we got kind of connected, or at least he started following me, I believe, in. And yeah, bro, like, I've met now you guys. Like, this shit's crazy.
Man. Yeah, it's crazy how just, like, these little events sometimes just kind of network you with a bunch of other people where you're like, holy fuck, you know? And then it goes to the whole thing. Like, sometimes it's a small world that you live in, you know? You see everybody's interconnected in a way. But
super small.
Dude, that's how I came across you in the beginning. And then since then, you know, I've just followed you on social media, kind of just seen the progress over the years, you know?
Man.
And then where there's one thing that I've been seeing is pretty consistent is just like the fucking production value you guys put into your fucking, you know, just the music in general.
Yeah.
Just like the cinematography.
Yeah.
Even that fucking typography, like on the videos. I'm just like, dude, as a designer, I'm like, hell yeah, this looks fucking fresh.
That's fire. I mean, I appreciate you actually even pointing that out, because I really do go through like hella people to get this shit. Not hella people, but like, the people that I work with in my circle, like the dude who mainly does the topography for us is 40 Ounce Gold, the dude who's like literally sick, his skate shop is like 6 minutes down the street.
Sick.
Like that's my Theo. I call him my Theo 40. The Ghost, for real. Shout out the Ghost. Shout out 40 Ounce Gold. If you hear this, Pedro, I see you, Papa. Nah, but he really snaps for us every single one. He did the whole title text. We had somebody else do the What I Said joint, but then he did this Sativa one. But he's done other ones for me too, like when I dropped Consequences, he did the artwork, the whole cover art for that. And he's just always been like a he really like my OG for real, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, and he looks out for me and has put me on so much game and helped me out with so much shit. It's a blessing, to be honest. So the fact that you even point that out means a lot to me, bro, because I really do take my time with every aspect of video, songs. Like, my whole thing was always like, you know, people will see before they hear. So if I'm scrolling on Instagram and the cover art is ass, I'm not going to click on your shit.
Exactly.
But if the cover art is fire and what I'm looking at is like, oh, this is dope, it interests me, then I'm going to go in and click and see what more information mm-hmm. I find, which for me, obviously, and all artists is music. Okay, if I trust the cover art, I'll give the music a chance. And then it's like, oh, you hear the music and, oh, this shit's dope. And yeah. It matches. You know, my whole thing is like, it got to match. What you're visually looking at while you're listening to it has to match. That's been my whole like thing. And same with videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From the text to how everything is cut to the shots we choose to the color, everything is taken with like a lot of great care. You know what I mean? And I'm very grateful for my team that takes it as seriously as I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's all I've ever wanted. And we've had hella people try to come in and play the part, but they fall off on their own eventually, bro.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a good kind of a thing to consider, because it's sometimes it's really hard to just find the right people to keep in your circle or help build your team, you know? Like, it takes a lot of effort. A lot of egos get in the way sometimes. That's a big one. And then just, like, wanting to have control is another one, too. You know, so I think it's when you're collaborating like that, you have to be open for sure from the beginning to just like, yeah, I'm gonna work with these people, it may not be my way, but we have to find a fucking balance to try to make some cool shit.
Yeah, no, it has to be, bro, because like, I mean, what my success is also theirs.
Yeah,
it's never me, which in industry it's so much like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much about like, oh, it's all about me, but it's like, to be honest, even when I'm on stage by myself, that music ain't getting made without the producers that give me those beats for free, just because they show love off the music and what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The videos and the visuals that everybody sees, I'm not doing that shit by myself. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I'm the face of it, but, you know, there is no face without the people pushing me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, they help me get my, and yeah, I may have the creative knowledge and the thought to be like, yo, I want shit to look like this, but those are the people that know they shit that helped me push that vision forward.
Yeah.
And present it to you guys. You know what I mean? So I believe for myself and everybody else, you ain't shit without a good team. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Everybody deserves the credit, especially when they take it as seriously as you do. That shit's rare, bro.
Hell yeah.
So many people I come across, bro, where it's like, I'm the one that's texting you like, hey, is this done? Hey, is this done? And at this point, I don't give a fuck if it's bugging you, bro. Because mm-hmm. it's like, I need my shit. You know what I mean? I take this shit seriously. I don't know about you, but this is my life. You know what I mean? I didn't go to college. I ain't take no SAT test. You know what I mean? Like, I studied on YouTube and through my pops and shit, how to record myself, how to mix, how to master, how to engineer, and spent time, years, bro, being ass, in my opinion.
Hey,
being ass, bro. Like, just, and but still having to get shit done, and then eventually you work towards that point where it's like, oh, yeah, this is dope. I finally love what I'm doing and what I'm putting out. You know?
Yeah, and that's because, I mean, you can't force people to stay motivated, you know, like, mm-mm. That's just something.
I can't want it as bad as, or more than you. I can't. Yeah. You got to want that shit for yourself.
Exactly.
I can't, no. And if that's where we start, it's already starting off on a bad foot, bro.
Like, I guess the good thing is that you start seeing these from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have an idea, like, after a while, you get an idea of like, okay, this person's going to be, bring some value, or they're going to be able to, you know, not just jump on the bandwagon, because that's what happens a lot of time.
Yeah, no, at first it's like, it starts off like, what can you provide for me? What do you want to do, first mm-hmm. of all? What do you want to do? What do you see yourself doing within this collective that already has artists, producers, da-da-da-da-da? Okay, now, how are you going to execute? What's the work ethic like? You know what I mean? Like, what can you provide for me that's going to help me push the vision? Can you do cover arts? Can you do graphic design? Can you do merch design? Can you when it gets to that point, can mm-hmm. you schedule my tours? Can you make sure everything's like lined up? Like, are you talking to people for me? Are you reaching out? What is it that you want to do or you see yourself doing? And then at times when that spot is kind of already occupied, I already have enough of one thing, I kind of don't even give in. It's kind of just like, all right, well, you can work with me, like, it's mm-hmm. cool, but having you a part of loose change, like, we don't have to take it that far.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But, you know, we'll work together, we'll get some shit done. You know what I mean? It's funny just though too, because some people take offense to that. Like, yeah, some people want to be a part of Loose Change, and I'm just like, I mean, like, it's, that's cool, it's flattering and shit, but like, if you're like, if I have like three other people doing the same thing,
yeah,
there's no, like, there's no point, bro. Like, let's just work, you know, let's just get it done. And some people don't fuck with that, but I'm just like, hey, mom, hey, shit, look, I'm still offering for you to work with me, but you know what I mean? Like, because you don't understand, like, being a part of the team and what we do on a day to day basis. We work, bro. Yeah. And it's not just me. There's two other artists involved, which is VJ and Donovan Ransom. Mad dope artists, bro. Super dope. And they take this shit serious, too. So you want to be a part of this. It's not only working with me and for me. It's like for everybody else. So is that something you really want to do? Because that's what we're going to ask of you.
At this point, it's been what? Since you like actually started recording, what's like been 4 or 5 years or something?
Man, I started recording 2015.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you're almost...
Yeah, I just never like... The stuff I really was proud of didn't start hitting until 2018, but mainly 2019.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, that's still a fucking bunch of content under your belt. Like, sometimes I think about, like, for just an example, the podcast is at 105 episodes. Mm. An hour long, that means I've put in 100 hours just for recording this, you know? And that's not, talking about, like, the fucking travel time, setting up all the, you know, making fucking calls, sending emails. You start figuring out that you fucking spend a lot of time sometimes just producing content, and you're like, oh fuck, once you like take a self-reflective moment, you're like, holy shit, you're pumping that fucking shit, the stuff out, you know?
Yeah. Man, bro, at times I don't even feel like it's been that long. But I remember every single year, you know what I mean? 2015 was me getting into producing and putting shit out, and then 2016 was like still getting used to the producing and shit. And like I ended up getting like on some jealous type shit, getting kicked out of a rap group at the time. So then they didn't want me to record at their spot no more. And then it turned into like me saying, fuck y'all, then I'm gonna learn how to record myself. I already had all this shit because my pops had it.
Yeah.
I was just scared to learn it. Because Ableton Live is what I work off of and do everything off of. So I'm just like, that shit looks scary as fuck when you look at it. You're like, damn, bro, it's like a whole math equation. And I failed math, bro. So I'm just like, fuck, bro. But, yeah, I just said fuck it like that. That's how I knew I had to drive.
Yeah,
as much as I didn't fuck with my shit at the time, I knew I had it in me because I looked at that mic and I looked at that program. And my dad he didn't give me like the full program. It was the light version. It was the free version. So if you can make something dope out of 8 tracks, 4 effects, 2 plugins,
hell yeah, dude,
then you got it. And I did. You know what I mean? And then after that, it just kind of like took off, and I got all these projects, and I went under a different name. 2016 is when I took 2 years off to really just find my sound, because then I really started getting into, oh, I like actually the beats that I'm making, let me make beats for me and see what I can do. And then that's what propelled my sound. I made a song called Lately that was the first time I ever incorporated singing and rapping into my tracks, finding my voice like that. Bro, I didn't have that shit in the beginning. I didn't have no type of singing voice, melodic, melodies, harmonies. I didn't have none of that shit, bro. But over time, I just kept singing in the house by myself, bro. Like, when my pops wouldn't be home, I just sing some stupid shit. I'm opening the fridge to get some cuties. Like, I don't know, bro.
Make
like,
a song out of what you're doing.
Yeah, just because I was at my house by myself, bro. My pops would work long hours, so I'm just like, it's just me by myself. I got to find a way to entertain myself in a way, bro. And like that's when I was really in the prime of like getting to love my music and working. So I was like in there, in and out every single day, bro. I stopped playing video games. I was good at playing video games. Basketball was like my first love. I stopped playing basketball. I was in that studio every day, bro. Just learning, just figuring it out. You know what I mean? Like, how can I get people to love my shit? How can I get my sound to elevate from just being a rapper and a battle rapper and writing over writing over instrumentals to actually making music, to making songs, choruses, bridges, hooks, verses, into a fucking chorus, like just everything, you know what I mean? So
do you feel like you had that drive from like an early age, or is it something that you kind of just grew into yourself?
Nah, from early age for sure, but it was with a different thing. It was with basketball. I always had a competitive edge to me. Like, I was always counted out. I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
So it's like a Mexican stepping on a basketball court. I got looked at hella funny, got clowned on, and then I start hitting shit.
Yeah.
And then that's when motherfuckers come up to me like, then they start getting mad. Then they homies start, that Mexican kid balling your ass up. Then they want to start fights. I had to grow some thick skin. And being a solo kid with you know, divorced family. Like, it, yeah, I had to have some thick skin, you know what I'm saying? But I got through it, and I took that competitive edge that I had, like, playing in the streets, playing in the park, playing with the homies, because we never took it easy on each other either,
yeah,
to actually doing high school ball and then, like, making varsity. And it's crazy, bro, because even at that time, like, I was 5'8". Right now, I'm 5'11". Mm-hmm. You know, cool, like, 175, 177. Back then, bro, I was 5'8", 125, 130, 135. Like, I was small, bro. And there was no reason for me to be on varsity.
Oh, shit, that's fucking crazy.
Was no reason, bro.
Because when you knew the fucking game.
Yeah, bro, like, but I could shoot. That's what saved my ass. I could play defense, and I could shoot. I'm gonna say it right here, right now. I was the original 3-and-D. Don't play with me. I'm not 6'5", but I was the original 3-and-D, bro. Like, everything was a three pointer or like a steal or whatever. Yeah. Like, it, so that's what kept me in there. But that's where my competitive edge came from. And when you're on varsity, bro, I don't care. Respect to anybody who made high school varsity, college ball, like, all, because that shit's hard, bro. And I didn't realize that until, like, I started noticing that I was taking elements of what I did in basketball and sports in general to music.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit's hard, bro. Like, performing in front of a big-ass crowd, whether if it's home or away, bro, like, it's nerve-wracking. And, like, at times I was a starter, or even when I'd come off the bench but just play heavy minutes, like, man, high school, I don't get it how these NBA players do it. Because that high school crowds, boy, when I got that, when they pass me the ball and they like, everybody looking at you like, you gonna shoot it, motherfucker?
Yeah, you're gonna freeze or what?
Yeah, what you gonna do with it? And I'm like, oh shit, you know what I mean? And everybody's looking at you. But again, that's where I found out too that I actually like that shit.
Uh-huh.
I like it when everybody like is looking at me waiting to like, you know, do what it do or whatever, like, or doubting me at that, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, this is my chance to shut everybody up right
now.
Doing it at away crowds is more entertaining because everybody's like, ah, you suck. And then when you hit the shot, it's like, damn,
he suck. Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, that just feels you like, that's right.
Yeah, shut up. but yeah, and then like I said, I just carried that over into music. And, you know, it's not competitive in a way where it's like toxic, where it's just like talking shit about it. I respect everybody that is in this shit. But it's just like the drive.
Yeah, no. That, again, like I mentioned earlier, that's really hard to teach that to somebody. Like, you know, and then sometimes it's really hard to fucking see those opportunities because you're scared. You know, sometimes just being fucking afraid is gonna hold you back. It's gonna freeze. Like if they pass you that ball and you choke, like.
And that's how I always saw it. I'm like, well, you know, they expected me to shoot anyways and play anyways. I might as well fucking, you know, step into that and really just play. And, like, just the way my dad trained me and coached me, too, because he also coached me in basketball. Mm-hmm. He was a hard head, bro. Like, he knew he was fouling, but he'd do it anyways. Yeah. Like, I try to cross him up and take it to the paint. Boom. Elbow right to the ribs. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I'm your son still. But I'm grateful for all that shit because it really did grow me, bro. It really did grow me. And, like, you know, I took everybody's criticism and fucking shoved it up the.
And sometimes that's what it takes to keep that motivation too. Like you just want to prove, you want to prove yourself right, and you want to prove everybody else wrong. You know, and to some people that may not be like the healthiest way to approach things, but it's still something that's for you. You know, like that's your experience, and you should be able to handle or figure out how you want to address that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is gonna get it done for you. Yeah. You know, that's just it. You have to put in that work. And then from there, people are going to recognize you. And then you start making your circle. You start making the team. They start gravitating towards you because they see you more of as a leader, you know? Yeah. And I think that's sometimes what we need. We need some guidance. We need some leadership just to kind of know, like, hey, this is how we should kind of fucking follow in line in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then using that knowledge to make your own way, pave your own way as a, you know, in creative, an artist, musician.
That's fact. That's totally facts.
You just allow yourself to be influenced, you know?
Facts. Like, you know, nobody said to copy anybody, but you can be influenced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of how I carry myself or I try to carry myself and eventually look forward to getting better at is, you know, like a Kendrick or like a Keem or, you know, Isaiah Rashad, like the way their music is, the way they portray themselves. Like, you know, that's kind of always been my mind. I've always held myself up to those standards.
Yeah.
I never held up any standards to the like length of my own city. You know what I mean? No diss to my city, but it's like I'm trying to be global. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be the best in my city. That shit weak.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to be the best in the world. And then we'll see where that goes. know what I mean? But as long as, like, the motive is there and, you know, there's a clear path of what I'm trying to do, everything else just follows suit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, love what you do first. Love what you do first, and then people gonna love you.
Damn.
That's kind of always just how I seen it, bro.
Yeah.
And I didn't play ball because I knew it was gonna gravitate attention towards me. I played ball because I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get paid to do that. I did that shit for free. I didn't stay up all morning or wake up early morning, stay up all night working on my shit from basketball to music for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
dude, now that's crazy because there's these times like I'm like a victim to this sometimes where like, and I'm sure that a lot of people have this kind of situation where you're doing something, you're working towards something, but the moment you kind of stop seeing results or things kind of slow down, your mind is sometimes quick to be like, maybe you should stop doing this, you know, like, fuck it, let's divert to something else, you know? Yep. But sometimes, at least for me, the way I kind of like prop myself up again, I was like, no, like, you're doing this because you, first of all, you enjoy it, and second, you feel like you're bringing some value to someone, you know? Like, and really, we all do bring value to people, whether we fucking have them on a podcast or whether we're just chilling at 7-Eleven and some guy just gives me a random comment about how I should fucking do something. I'm just like, fuck, you know? Yeah. You can learn from people in different ways.
You got to be open to criticism, bro. Like, even if it's bad, at the, I don't know, like, just, who cares? Just take the information in. And nobody says you got to do anything with it.
Exactly.
But just take it in, bro. You never know what you come up with it. I'm very big on that. I mean, there's a song right now that I'm working on that I just finished, and I didn't end up liking what I did with it. And then I brought it up to my homies last night, like, hey, I think I finally made a song I really just don't fuck with, but I fuck with the beat. And then let them hear it, and then they're giving me all these critiques, like, no, it's not bad, but you could do this, you could do this. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh, I figured out the song. So it's like, you have to, bro. It goes to the point of, like, you have to keep people that are better than you around you.
Yeah.
You can't have people, like, okay, you can have people, like, on the same level as you, but not too many. Like, one or two. And maybe they're doing, like, different things. Mm-hmm. But, like, you got to have people that are better than you, bro. Yeah. Or that do other things that you don't. Exactly. I used to be the type of artist that I want to take my own pictures. I want to take my cover arts. I want to edit them. I want to do this. But, bro, you need help. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Get the right type of help. Get the people who are willing to do this shit as much as you do and do it for no price. Like, just do it because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
And see where that takes you. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's all for the love.
Yeah. Bro. No, that's good, man. That love's going to take you a long way. Like, it's going to take you through the fucking darkest parts of the fucking journey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to keep you fucking going. And like I mentioned, like, there's been a lot of times sometimes where I'll be the same thing. Like, fuck, maybe I should have done this different.
Yeah,
but that's what you do. Yeah. You can take the feedback, you can fix it, and you can try to make the changes. That's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody else can come tell you whatever they want, but at the end of the day, you're going to take that advice and you're going to mold it to make yourself a better.
Yeah, check that ego.
You got to check that ego.
Ego, bro. Like, ego. Ego will fucking slow you the fuck down, bro. Yeah. Like, anybody, any advice, like I said, even if at the time you may not agree with it, keep it. I don't know. Write it the fuck down in your notes, but just keep it. Like, just remember that shit. And whether you're right or wrong, well, hey, you received it and you're aware of it.
Yeah.
That's important, too.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, at the end of the day, the community is the one who has the power. Like, they're the ones who are going to take it in, receive it, and be like, hey, fucking, you know, pick this up.
Yeah,
like,
this is
tune
dope.
Into it. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what's going to drive it. So you have to find a way to fucking engage the audience, the community, or whatever it is, the graphic design, the fucking branding. Like, that's, 'cause
that's going to tell them everything about you. Like, people don't, they don't think, like, people understand your personality not just by talking to them, but by what you show them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you will understand the type of person I am by this cover art that I chose. You know what I mean? Like, the new single that just dropped now, like, I have a bunch of crazy cover arts.
Yeah.
All my cover art is fire, but this one was, like, the most simplest one out of all of them. It's just a film photo. But I'm holding the fucking joint, and I'm looking at the camera like, you dumb motherfucker.
Like, yeah.
And I'm just smiling, bro. I'm geeked up. You know, I was in Brooklyn, you know what I mean? And my boy was taking the pictures, so I was happy.
Yeah.
And that's what that picture embodies. That's everything that the song embodies. Just, you know, finding your inner peace and happiness. And but still, even then, like, the picture's fire. You know what I mean? It's like, why he smiling so hard? Cut a song good, man.
Dude, that's fucking cool, man. I mean, that's the thing you want to capture when you're creating something too, is just a fucking raw moment. Like, the photo was a moment of that you were having, you're enjoying your fucking that moment in time.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck it, this is gonna be what's gonna represent what I'm talking about.
Yep.
That if you make them powerful enough, you fucking move something in someone.
Yeah.
And that's when it's like, oh fuck,
like they already make a connection. Like I said, you already know my personality by that. That's me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm smiling, I got my fucking head cap on from my braids, I got this joint in my hand that's halfway done, and it's like the film has an old vintage look to it. Like, we didn't even edit the photo, that's just how the photo came.
Yeah.
So it's just like, that's my personality. Like, when you see the other cover art, it's like, ho, what I said, even if it's drawn artwork, it's my personality. You know what I mean? Like, it's DeFrost, Consequences, everything has a personality to it. Because I can't talk to you right then and there, but I got to do something dope enough to give you the idea, like, hey, this seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
This cat seems cool.
I mean, you're capturing the whole essence in what you're doing, you know? Like, again, it goes back to what I said. Like, whatever you're doing, you're capturing an essence of the human experience. Like, fuck. You're happy as fuck, and that's your version of happiness. I can relate to it because I love smoking fucking joints too, you know? So I see that photo, I'm like, hell yeah, this is a fucking vibe, you know?
Me and my girl was talking about that earlier, like how she had said, like, it's relatable.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes it special. Like, compared to the first two songs, you know, they were so out there and crazy and just fun, energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one's like the most simplest one of them all, but it's very relatable. It's called Sativa. But the song is done in such a way to where it's like, it's not just a smoker song. Like, you can play it doing laundry, you can play it making a sandwich, you can play it in the shower. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those tracks where it's like, I'm talking about other shit than just smoking weed and getting high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's like, I'm doing all the shit that I'm doing, and then I'm gonna smoke, then I'm gonna enjoy my time, and like, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know, because by the time I get to that joint, I would have known that I did some productive shit.
Exactly. And it's a higher reward.
Yeah,
you know, like, it feels reward. Like, I've done the whole almost, oh, I'm gonna wash the dishes, let's see how it feels when I'm smoking, you know, like, I'm high as fuck. And I'm saying, join the agua, and like, oh yeah, you know.
The hot water is on.
that only feels good the first few times. After that, it's just like, I'm just washing the dishes. You know, but you know, going back to the whole just relatable part, like, it's just relatable moments is what's gonna engage the people, because it's you it makes it feel like you're there.
Yeah,
like, this is you, like,
that's it's what
happened
it is
to you, you know.
It from the cover art to the video for the Sativa joint, that's what it's been like. We made you feel like you was there. I mean, it's like, when you play the song, when you play the video, it gives you company. You don't just feel like I'm just watching something. Like, nah, you feel immersed into it, like, you feel like you hanging out with me.
Yeah,
those are the videos I love, you know what I mean? So that's what I try to embody with all the shit visually, just put you in a place where you've never been before. I guess all my, like, Consequences, I was in the middle of Hesperia with a fucking horse that I only trained with for 2 hours.
Oh, that's right, I did see that.
Yeah. And that was my grandfather's shirt. And miraculously it fit me, so it just worked out, you know what I mean? DeFrost, I went to Yosemite and we shot the whole thing in Yosemite, you know what I mean? Like, for you, we put you in a whole vibe, like this black and white, old school, vintage aesthetic, you know what I mean? Fly fits. And then what I said in Ho is just like, we went out there, you know what I mean? Oregon, all the trees, and just, you know, also too with the team leveling up and getting better with their skills, it's been, everything's been able to show. You know what I mean? So it's...
Yeah, and it shows, man. As an outsider looking into the stuff that you're creating, it shows, you know, like...
Appreciate it.
It's apparent, because... You know, not everybody has the ability to have, like, creative skills or anybody around them that can create this immediately, right? Or at least not in a very inexpensive way. Sometimes you have to fucking work a couple of extra hours so you can pay the fucking designer or the editor or whatever.
Bro, that was the For You shoot, bro. We already scheduled, like, what? Damn. Like, either it was... Yeah, it was 6 hours. We shot that video in 6 hours, bro. And then... You know, we still had to clean up the feathers that we left from the ending shot. So it was just like, dude, we're not going to get this done. So we had to pay for the extra hour.
Yeah.
Same thing with Ho. Like, I paid the dude with the car, gave him money for an extra hour because he was just so chill. And it was already like 3:30 in the morning.
Fuck.
Yeah, bro. Like, that shit was wicked. So I was like, I'm going to shoot you some bread. You know what I mean? Like, but it takes that.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to.
Exactly.
Again, I'm not looking at that shit like it's like, oh, fuck, I gotta give you $50 or $100. Like, mm-hmm. damn. Like, nah, bro. Like, this is gonna get my vision across. Hell yeah, I'm gonna fucking give you $50 or $100. Like,
exactly.
That's what it's about. That's what I'm here for, bro.
Yeah, and that's the one thing a lot of people, I mean, I think that are not in the creative world, maybe don't have an exact idea. Because you know, for example, Instagram. You see an artist. They look happy in whatever they're uploading, but nobody knows the process. Like, the yep. process is very, like, fucking murky.
Yeah,
like, murky, you think this fuck. Is the process, but then, like, oh, he does a better process, let me try that. And you're always kind of molding your workflow to see what's more fucking successful, right, in what you're trying to prove. But again, it's like, dude, you gotta fucking figure this stuff out. And then, like I mentioned earlier, it takes the community, so you gotta convince them to be like, hey, fucking look at my shit. It's cool. It's engaging.
Yep.
This is me. And then when they see the connection and they're like, oh, fuck, I see myself in him or in his music.
Mm.
That's when you're like, you got a fan. You know, yeah. You got a fucking follower. You made an influence. You made an impact.
You know, it's not, I don't care if it's 5 million or 5 people. You know what I mean? I know my music is doing something for somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's the reward in it. You know what I mean? Like, somebody relating to it or putting themselves in my shoes for a minute, mm-hmm. 3 minutes, and enjoying that time.
Yeah, dude.
That's the
You're experience. Transporting them in there.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Look.
Yeah. I'm thinking transporting. I'm also a little fucking high right now, so I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, fucking Star Trek.
I don't know if you wanted some of this here, but
I'm good, bro. I appreciate you. Thank
you. It's beautiful. I like doing things that make people feel shit. You know, like, even just simple as conversation. Like, we don't get the chance sometimes to just sit down and listen to people talk. You know, yeah. like, if you do, it's a few minutes, or maybe the homies from work or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never a real conversation where you feel comfortable, like, just, you know, fucking being yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and just having a conversation like this sometimes allows you to just have these conversations where, again, we're talking about our experiences and things that we've grown up through and all this shit. And somebody hears it and they're like, dude, this guy went through this stuff too, man. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck.
But yeah, I'm not alone. Here's his energy. This is how he's living. This is what his life is. Like, damn. It gives you a sense of, like, hope.
Exactly.
Like, damn, I can get through this shit. I can get through this, whatever I'm going through, and see it on the other side. And you know what I mean? That's very important. Even my job, bro, like my 9 to 5, like, nobody knows this. Mm-hmm. I don't tweet about this shit. You know what I mean? My 9 to 5 is helping kids that deal with, you know, suicidal ideation and mental illness. You know what I mean? So it's like, I see it every day. And I see at times, like, the reasons why they're like that. So that gives me such a hell of a perspective and insight to what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And to be there for people and to know that how much it means to them. Even if it's just music or, like, 3 minutes of your time. Like, it means a lot, bro. It means a lot. People, you know, certain people gotta be seen, and they're not given that. You know what I mean? Like, in, you know, whoever, however they can feel like that, you gotta, like, I don't know, you just gotta be that for them at times. Mm-hmm. And that shit has taught me so much being at that job. I've been able to apply that shit to, like, my everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Even how I lead my team, you know what I mean? Like, it goes back to the shit we were talking about. Like, you learn from everything, bro. You can pick everybody's brain and be the ultimate brain.
Yeah, it's true. When you open your fucking vision or your perspective to all these different things, you can't help but not just change how you think. Like, you're gonna have to fucking challenge things that you already thought you knew. Like, just, you know, example, fucking these conversations. Like, dude, if I listen to a conversation I had 10 years ago and now, I'm like, dude, that was a whole different person that I thought these different things, right?
Mm.
But that's the beauty of it, because you see the progress. You see that there's progress, even if to you it doesn't always seem like it.
Yeah.
There's a way to fucking encapsulate what you've done and measure that progress.
Shit, bro. Being able to look back on everything and just, you know, it not all sound the same, and it just, when it dropped, like, everything has, like, a perfect, like, timing to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, like, at the same time being timeless, like, with whatever the visual aesthetic is or the music, the song is, like, I mean, that's just some shit where it's like, yeah, like, even in the work.
Yeah.
That's where the goal is anyway, is to make shit that's timeless. I mean, that it can last. Like, even when you guys are promoting me coming up to the podcast, you guys were using music from Corazon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's dope to me, because it's like, man, you even got me wanting to play my old shit, like, I, 'cause I be moving on, you know what I mean, and mm-hmm. I moved to different sounds, but you know, every now and then when people still go and play the old shit, like Consequences or, you know, Corazon, yeah. like it's like, damn, like I've really been doing this for a minute and everything's been dope. You know what I mean? Like, and I've kept up my end of the bargain in the sense of like quality mm-hmm. through the whole way. You know what I mean? And it still ain't changed. It's getting better now, if anything. Like I'm starting to
yeah.
get a really good feel for everything.
Is that what like keeps you motivated? Like just seeing your growth and just like the progress of what you got planned?
Yeah, growth as a human being for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like go through so much bullshit, bro, and ups and downs in life and, you know, music and basketball and, you know, the people that I have around me, they make that shit worth living for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just about, man, bro, like, yeah, just putting your best foot forward and all that shit, bro.
Yeah, dude, that goes a long way. I remember there was early on, maybe, actually not early on in my life. It was pretty late in my fucking, I'm 33. Mm-hmm. So maybe up till maybe, let's say 10 years. Yeah, let's say like eight years or so. Like I had this idea of like what I was trying to accomplish, you know, with whatever I was trying to create, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it started off, I want to say selfish, but it was more like, oh, I want to do this because it's going to take me here.
Mm.
You know, and you kind of start off again with this mentality of where your ideas are going. And as you're going through this fucking adventure, through this journey, you start seeing like, dude, well, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of work, mm-hmm. you know, you gotta fucking be the person who's showing up every day.
Yep.
You know, second, you have to be your fucking, the guy who boosts the fucking confidence up.
Yeah. No, I mean, bro, you gotta love yourself first before you love anything else.
Yeah.
Or anybody else. Like, you have to find that self-love. It's important, bro.
Yeah.
Once you find that peace, that's like peace, bro. It's peace. And once you find that, like, you're so free to create whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, whatever you want, bro. It could be anything. But give yourself that time to, like, just love on yourself. We be going through it, bro. We be going through it, man. And, yeah. and it's tough out there, bro. But, you know, you focus on the right things. You keep the right shit in front of you. And all that shit will come. And when it does, bro, do what you do.
Yeah.
Like, blow up.
It's blow up, hell
put,
yeah.
Put your best foot forward, bro, and go hard. Like, as much as we need lawyers and doctors, we need creative people. Fucking painters, artists, fucking, I don't know, you build shit. Architecture, mm-hmm. like, if you do nails, my girl be doing nails. I hype her shit up all the time. I don't give a fuck. That shit be looking fly as hell, bro. Like, yeah, the gems and everything mm-hmm. and the drawings and the... Bro, that shit is art. That shit is skill. Yeah. That shit is artistic. Anything that you... Like, we need creatives as much as we need, like, doctors and lawyers and all that shit. That's why it goes to that point where it's like, bro, just do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do to please other people. Do what the fuck you want to do. And then just fucking pursue it with all your passion. And in the midst of all, like I said, like, find yourself. Love yourself. And then all the other shit starts to come. The money, like... I mean, you shouldn't, like, crave or want the attention too mm-hmm. much, but, I mean, that's going to come, you know what I mean? Maybe you end up finding the person of your dreams, you know what I mean? Like, your girl falls in your lap or this opportunity comes in, da, 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 da. Everybody calls it luck. Like, you got to get lucky. Like, no, you just got to be where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you supposed to pull up to this studio session? Is it going to give you a good look? Or you got to pull up to this network event and top it up with some people? Do you got to pull up or do you got to go come home from work and finish this song? Like... Even though you dead tired mentally and physically, like, you gotta have that, bro.
I think you mentioned it briefly earlier about the, you know, when you're doing something that you love, it's a lot more work, but it's a lot more rewarding. Like, it's a really fucking beautiful feeling, you know? Like, it surpasses the fear that you initially have, you know? Like, once you break through the fear, then it's... Of course, you're still gonna have your turmoils, but it's
that fear is a bitch too, boy. That shit is a bitch. That fear used to stop me from making records, bro. It would be beats that I'm a voice memo guy. Like
mm-hmm.
I just will turn on a voice memo and start writing or rapping the idea. And oh my god, bro, I'd be so scared to just do some shit over voice memos and then I go in the studio and it don't hit the same. To the point where it was a detriment. Like I would stop myself. Okay, bet. I got this idea. At least I got the voice memo. Now I'm going to chill mm-hmm. and eat chips and watch shit on the TV and like, nah, bro. Like, you got to fucking...
yeah.
You got to...
Oh, man. Yeah.
You got to be on it, bro.
You do. Yeah. No, I've been, honestly, recently, I've been going back into my habit of playing games, video games, which is cool, man. I love my video games.
Yeah. You got to have, I feel like you have to have time for that.
Yeah.
You got to. I mean, just for right now, like for me, my time for it is just like basketball. I like going outside and shooting.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean,
clear your mind.
Clear my mind, kind of, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing ever will ever clear my mind as much as basketball does.
That's cool, man.
It, like, even music. I love music.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes when I go through shit, I don't want to work on music. I don't want to, like, create.
Yeah.
I don't want to push myself to write. Sometimes I will get gritty and write about the personal shit. You know what I mean? When I feel a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I'll still be honest in my music and what I'm talking about, but. Yeah, you don't want to, sometimes you don't want to turn on the computer and record and all that bullshit. Like, the easiest thing to do for me is go pick up a fucking ball and shoot. Been doing that since I was 5. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you need those outlets.
Yeah.
You need those outlets, whether if it's doing that or playing video games. Video games used to be an outlet for me, but it started becoming more of like a bad habit than an outlet. Because that was my time to eat snacks. That was my time to drink soda. That was my time to just talk shit while online. You were doing, bro. Like,
it added a lot of more stuff.
Yeah, like, motherfuckers start getting pimples on their face. I was like, man, I got good skin. This shit ain't supposed to be happening. Fuck no, bro. That's that shit. It just turned into a bad habit rather than just an outlet. I mean, and at least when I'm playing basketball, like, I'm outside. I'm moving my body, like, I'm in my own headspace. I black out for a little bit. You know what I mean? And just do my thing. And that could be a lot of other things for different people, you know? It's cool to have some shit like
that. Yeah, it definitely is. But it's good. You have the self-awareness to realize when this is becoming something that's like fucking detrimental to what you're doing. You
over
know?
Time, yeah. Yeah. So stubborn as a bitch before. But, you know, over time I learned to be like, call bullshit for bullshit.
Yeah.
Even on myself. If I'm going to do it to my people that I lead, I got to do it to myself. You know, I'm my worst, I'm my own best critic, I guess you can say. Like, compared to, like, if I'm telling my people something, like, I'm always going to be honest. But I would never say something to you that I wouldn't say to myself, basically. So it's kind of like, you know, it just goes in line with the same shit.
Dude, that takes you fucking far as a, you know, just in growth as a person. And, you know, and that's, you know, before we end this, you know, another thing a growth that I went through myself when I was mentioning earlier, just doing the podcast, you know, you fucking grow, you start growing in different ways that you didn't expect to, you know, through your process.
That's real.
And then when you get there, you kind of do, again, the self-reflective, you're like, holy shit, man, if I got this far now, like this, I've learned all this new stuff, what am I going to keep learning, you know, because it's still a learning experience.
Bro,
you're always going to learn.
Fuck that. I'm not going to say my age. Nah, fuck it. I am. I don't care. I'm 27, bro. But I don't care. Like, I'm 3 years away from 30, and it don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like, it don't. Like, my skin is better. My skin is more clear. I'm losing weight. I've been losing weight, changing my diet. Like, I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel better than I did in high school. I got longer hair. Yeah. Boy, I had a buzz cut back then. That shit was ugly as hell. I got bit by a dog when I was 5, so you can see my whole scar through that bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so like, but now,
mm-hmm.
what? I got braids, or I got curly hair. You can't see shit. So hey, it's like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? That shit is, nah, bro.
Nah, man. I mean, fucking life's going to take us fucking weird places. We still got a whole fucking lifetime. If everything goes well, and do the whole knock on the fucking superstitions on wood. You know, but we still got a fucking a lot of creating to do.
Bro. Man, this shit don't stop. This shit is just in me. Like, this is nothing I can even quit, bro. Because even if I say I'm quitting, I'm still going to get up in the morning and want to create.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like I said, I feel like I'm getting younger, bro. Like, yeah. I don't feel like I'm old whatsoever. I feel like if you have that mindset or mind state,
mm-hmm.
then that's what you're going to be. If you feel like an old motherfucker, then you is an old motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
That's just how it is, bro. I don't feel like my age at all. I mean, from what people tell me, I don't look my age, so it's like I look younger. So I'm like, hey, shit, you telling me I look 24, I'm going to take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. But it's just taking care of yourself. Taking care of yourself. I want to be able to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be a fucking old fart by 35, bro. Hell no. Like, I want to still be in my bag at 35 and 40 and 45. Like, all right, 50 come around and well, then that's 50. You know, shit goes naturally start to slow down. But like,
As long, yeah, do as much as you can with the control that you have with, you know?
Always. No matter what, I don't give a fuck if I'm like 65, 70. Still I'm still fucking getting up and going outside and walking.
Yeah.
I gotta keep my body moving, bro. At all times, I can't just sit there in one spot. Nope. I ain't getting stiff.
Yeah, man.
No time soon.
Well, dude, thank you so much for making the time to come out to the podcast.
Much love, bro.
If people want to find your music, if they want to support you, if they want to know more about you, like, what is the best way to reach out to you?
So I made this easy for everybody in moments and times for shit like this. Yeah. It's I Hate You Alex, every single thing, where, place, streaming service, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, fucking Audio Mac, Instagram, X, or RIP Twitter. I'm trying to get myself used to saying X.
Yeah,
TikTok, everything. I Hate You Alex, IHATEYOUALX, and then Loose Change Collective. That's my team. That's my peoples I do everything with. So,
yeah. Hell yeah. Well, thank you again, man. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll see you next time.
Appreciate you, my guy. Always much love to the social primates. Hell, we out.
Peace.
Hey, got hundreds in the bank, yeah.
Hundreds in the bank.
Wake up in the morning every day, yeah. Always keep it loaded like the bass, yeah. Oh, I got more than what it takes, yeah, yeah. First you get it, then you ball. Post it up, I've been feeling like this all day. Been a real one from the start. Y'all shit like the middle of the mall, ayy. Never had to beg for nothing, it's real life in real time. When I stand for something, I'm all time. Top five in your playlist bumping, I'm all five shots of Henny, probably outside dumping. It's alright though, catch a flight, ho. Sliding from the west side to the east coast. I'm on beast mode, this shit easy though, like a free throw. I've been living fast, still on cool control. Digital dash, now I'm getting home. Now you getting mad? Mad at me, fool. That was never your bitch, boy, I need to let it go. I've been in it the whole time. Roll up, smoke my sativa, the rest in my cup, ayy. Hey. Roll up, go where I need to, it's never too much, ayy. Hey. Hundreds in the bank, ayy.
Hundreds in the bank.
Wake up in the morning every day, yeah. Always keep it loaded like the bass, yeah. Know I got more than what it takes, yeah, yeah. Ayy, got hundreds in the bank, yeah, yeah. Wake up in the morning every day, yeah, yeah. Always keep it loaded like the bass, yeah. Know I got more than what it takes, yeah, yeah. I'm doing my thing, I'm moving my rank up. Say goodbye to the rain, yeah. Don't go all the way, hey. Brushing my teeth, drinking my water, sipping my tea, rolling my weed up, my morning routine. Can't respond to your message, I'm working on me, hey. Can't fuck up my mood, hey. I got too much to do, hey. And a lot more to lose. I bust every move, so watch what I do, hey. Roll up, smoke my sativa, the rest in my cup, ayy. Ay, roll up, go where I need to, it's never too much, ayy. Ay, got hundreds in the bank, yeah, yeah. Wake up in the morning every day, yeah, yeah. Always keep it loaded like the bass, yeah, yeah. Know I got more than what it takes, yeah, yeah.